From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. One of the greatest journalists covering the Caribbean has died. Bernard Diedrich passed away Tuesday at age 93 in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Diedrich's pioneering, award-winning coverage helped make the world more aware of the Caribbean basin's importance. I was the last Miami bureau chief for Time magazine. Bernie Diedrich was the first. He founded the Bureau in 1981. I worked beneath a framed photo of Diedrich in a canoe, a transistor radio pressed against his Hemingway-esque beard, as he reported the 1983 U.S. invasion of Grenada. I never got to meet Diedrich, but colleagues who worked with him say few non-native Caribbean journalists knew the region as sharply as he did. Former Los Angeles Times correspondent Ken Freed calls Diedrich the single most influential correspondent to ever cover the Caribbean. Then again, Diedrich himself was an island native, a New Zealander. After World War II, he took a sailing trip to Haiti and fell in love with the country. Dictator Papa Doc Duvalier expelled him in the 1960s, but Diedrich had the last word when he co-authored a book on Papa Doc in 1972. Diedrich covered the falls of other strongmen, like the assassination of Dominican dictator Rafael Trujillo, which he chronicled in the book Death of the Goat. Diedrich was also friends with the British novelist Graham Greene, who shared his fascination with the Caribbean. Diedrich retired in 1989. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.